systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is a Wednesday, January 21st, 2009. My name is Matt.
My name's Braden.
And this is our show. This is episode number 144 of this little thing called the Jam Hole. It goes live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, usually around 8 or 9 or 10 p.m. whenever fuckface.
Or 11 or 12.
Whenever fuckface over here gets off work. How are you doing, fuckface?
I'm alright. Cheers, yeah? Fuckface.
Cheers, fuckface. So, are you surprised I'm still here? All our stuff's still here?
No.
We're still alive?
Because I know you can handle your own around a woman.
That's right.
Usually.
Usually.
Although, you have some broken things to say otherwise.
I didn't... Are you bringing that up now? Already? Can I thank them before... You start doing that?
Well, you don't even know what I'm... But never mind.
Thank you guys so much for listening tonight. Although right now I don't know why. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback is where you can type shit. We will read it on the show. Or you can always call in 406-204-GOT-P, which is 4687. 8679. Okay. So, yeah, I just want to say real quick that everything...
26 wants to say real quick, did you fuck her? If you say no, I'll assume you mean yes.
Are you kidding? See, that's not even... Okay, so everything ended up okay, right? Like, I'd take her. She's trying to find a place to go, so I'm like, okay, if you guys don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, listen to the last episode, episode 143. But, I ask her, like, okay, where do you want me to take you in the morning? Because I'm going to be to work probably late as is, and I definitely don't want to have to take you all the way up to Kyla, which is where she said she lived or something, because that's like, you know, 15 miles the other way. So she's like, oh, I'll probably just go to the homeless shelter, which as soon as she said those words, I was like, oh, Christ. And she's like, yo, I'll just chill there for a couple days. I just need some time to kind of collect my thoughts before I go back home to mom and dad and my five fucking...
Oh, yeah, right.
Five?
Those
really?
Kids I have.
What are you doing? Do you get paid to have kids out of your vagina? Because I don't understand that. Sorry, that was not nice. But I don't understand it. So I'm like, all right, well, how about I drop you off at Sykes, and I'll load up my truck and shit, and then I'll run you back home, because I'm not going to have time to do it before. Mm-hmm. I'm like, here, I had $6 in my wallet. Like, that's all the money I had, and I gave it to her. I'm like, here, get something to eat. Like, you ever remember the movie Curly Sue with Bill Murray and when they first pick her up and they're all feeding? Like, I felt like that. Like, all right, I just got her from the homeless shelter. Here's some food.
Go feed yourself.
Go take a shower. Get some food. Meet me in the bedroom. You know, like, yeah. That type of thing. So I gave her the $6. I was like, go get something to eat and I'll pick you up and I'll take you back home after I load my truck. And she's like, okay, cool. So we go there. I drop her off, I go to work, I load up my shit, and I go back over to Sykes, and she is gone, vanished, without a trace,
and that's
hopefully.
The last you saw her?
And that, yeah, that's the last I saw her. So then, I get a phone call, what was it, last night, no, it was that night, after work, on my way home, and then I went to Anna's to go eat. And I get a phone call, and it's fucking Chris from Anna's. And he's like, dude, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, why? Like, everybody thinks, like, she was gonna murder me or, like, do something. I don't know.
She's the one that's in trouble, not you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I didn't do nothing. So I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Why? What's up? And he's like, man, I just found out something about your special guest. And I'm like, Really, dude, I'm actually on my way there. How about you just tell me when I get there? And he's like, no, you're going to want to hear this now. I'm like, you know what? I actually really don't want to hear it now. I'm driving. I'm listening to rough drafts of emo poetry tracks and everything. Just tell me when I get there. So I get there, and how about you tell me what he told you first?
He just told me straight up what...
What?
He's like, so I don't know if Matt talked to you or not, but it sounds like that the girl that was over there had a little something.
Had a little what?
Had a little herpes.
Just like a little
just
herpes?
Just a little herpes. Like...
And now, how?
But a little herpes is all it takes.
Sometimes, right?
Yeah, just
so
a little.
How did he know that? Like, how did he find out?
He didn't say anything. He just
okay,
told me that.
Because what I heard, so I finally get there, and he's like, dude, you didn't have sex with her, did you? Please tell me you didn't have sex with her. I was like, no, why? He's like, dude, her brother came into the gas station yelling a bunch of shit about how she's got herpes and shit, and he was, like, warning everybody not to have sex with her because she had herpes
yes.
and shit. And I'm like, really? Are you kidding me? Because this isn't a funny joke.
Why?
I mean, no, I'm just saying, like, that's weird that I just... I'm, like, doing a favor to her. I'm like, you... That sucks having...
Hey, remind me where she slept the other night.
Shazam says her brother gave her herpes? No. I don't know, actually. Maybe. I don't know.
I think her boyfriend, probably.
Right. And I washed the sheets and stuff.
I noticed.
Like, but see, I have a very large bed, so I wasn't, like, all up against or anything like that. Like, I was on my side... By my fucking phone so I can hear the alarm ring. Like, even when I sleep by myself, I always sleep on the one side so I can hear the phone ring. Mm-hmm. And she was like, by the time I got back from dropping you off, she was already asleep and shit. So I was like, all right, cool. Going to bed. So, but just, that's weird because what
they
if?
They cuddled each other to sleep. Aw.
No.
That's what Shazam says.
Yeah. No, not at all. But see, that's crazy though because... Like, I did that just because I felt bad for her. Like, that's a shitty place to be. Come chill here, at
having
least.
Having herpes is a shitty place
well,
to be.
Well, that,
doing.
I...
you don't see her... You're
before
not trying to
you
help
crawl,
her with that.
Here, ladies, real quick, me and you. Before you crawl into a dude's bed, if you have some shit, like, let him know. I just want to throw that out there. Like, you should be like, hey... Is it cool if I sleep in your bed? And the guy's like, yeah, why? And she's like, oh, well, because I have... And you're like, pardon?
Excuse me?
You have what?
Ma'am?
I have her... You have what?
You have the what?
Her... Help. What?
You need help?
Help? Valtrex? What? So, yeah, so I get there, and just hearing that, and I'm just like, whoa, dude, that could have been... If that's true, like, that could have been really bad, because what if I would have been just, like... Totally lowered my standards and was like, hey, let's just do it.
Yeah.
Do you have any condoms? No, let's just do it. Like, that.
Oh, cool.
That could have been really yeah. bad after hearing that. And I was kind of thinking that, like, is that good practice to get into just finding total strangers and then having sex with them and stuff?
No,
like,
because they can
you
have
don't,
anything.
You don't know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Polo just says standards? Question mark.
How do you figure?
Yeah, what standards?
Oh, see, and Shazam says you can't catch herpes from the sheets. See, so we're all good, right? Hi, welcome, new people. I just want to let all the new people know you actually can't catch herpes from the sheets. So everyone's good. The sheets are clean now. The towel she used to shower with is getting washed right now. I think we're okay. How's my face? Is it breaking?
Yeah. You got a cold sore going.
Oh, Christ. How weird is that going to be in, like, if in a couple weeks I actually...
You're going to be all paranoid.
And you know what? It's going to fucking figure, too, because just the whole thing of it, like... So, it's like God was just like, you know, Matt, I feel really bad for you. This one is on me. And he just, like, drops her there, and I walk in, and she's like... All sad, need a place to go. do you want to have sex? Because I just happen to be a chick and I have a vagina and I noticed you were a dude and you probably have a penis. So I was just saying, since you were so kind and welcoming to me, it's what Jesus would do. WWJD. Mm-hmm. If you invited Jesus into your home and if you let Jesus stay the night, and he would definitely, you know, put it out.
Return a favor.
So, but yeah, if it were to have gone that way,
you would have been effed.
But I'm just saying, like, that totally would have been like God.
How much more awkward would that call from Chris had been if you did sleep with her?
Oh, I know. I probably would have just turned around. And, like, I can't.
I'm going home.
I can't even face you guys right now.
Would you be doing the show?
Yeah. What? You? Hey, I don't know if you know this or not, but millions of Americans live totally normal lives with herpes every day, Braden. Every day.
Oh, I'm sure.
You may actually know one of them. No, not me, but I'm saying, like, you know, four people, what is it, like, one in four has them. So, look at our chat room right now. Five people in there have it.
Right.
Right.
We cannot imagine.
But no, like, what I'm saying, though, that if it would have went that way, it would have totally figured that God was, like, one last little...
Hey, WWJD, what would Jamhole do?
What would we do? We would look and be like, yeah, she's... She looks like she's been through some shit, you know? But it would have just figured that God's one last fuck you to me would have been, like, temptation. Like, here's a girl. What are you gonna do, Matt? What are you gonna do? How bad is it, Matt? How bad is it, you know? So I just wanted to mention that. And the other thing, when I went in there, I was getting, like, totally criticized and shit. Like, why would you even bring her to your house and this and that? It's like, the one fucking time I try and do something nice for somebody else, and everybody's like, oh my God, you're such a fucking idiot. What the fuck are you doing? I will never help another person again. You can all get fucked just because of that. That is
you
it.
You help someone out and you get so much crap for it.
I know. That's what crazy. I'm saying. Oh, we know.
You should help anyone. That's too. You don't be nice to people.
I should have fucked her, and then I should have been happy with the herpes, so I can just fucking scrape it off my dick and put it in everybody's food and water and be like, "How do you like me now, bitches?" Like, that's what you all would deserve. So there.
Could you scrape your herpes off and put it in people's food and water?
Can you? I don't know.
I don't think you can.
If you can't get it from the sheets, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that. That kind of throws your plan out the window.
Right. So I told you guys I was reading that book, Synchronicity. And going along with that, the other last night, my friend Adam, Threesome Adam, you guys will know him as on the show. Uh-huh. He sent a text message. He's like, there's going to be an epic beat party at the scoreboard. So I'm thinking, like, okay, cool, he's going to be playing records and shit. I'm going to get stoned and go listen to some techno and chill and see some kids I haven't, you know, seen since the bachelor party or whatever, because it's all that same group of people and shit.
Right.
So I get down there, and remember on, what was it, Monday's show? It was the show when we did the story about the 30 pounds of weed that got mailed to the wrong place.
Yeah.
And then remember I was telling that story about how when I worked Alamon and I lived in Texas, and me and this kid, we used to get an ounce every week and we'd fucking clean the whole thing. Uh-huh. And how I said I hadn't seen that kid since then, because I left and came, I flew back up here and he stayed in Texas. Like,
oh,
I get to the scoreboard and I walk in and I find everybody and I sit down. And, like, I'm kind of looking around, and there he is, like, just standing there, which blew my fucking mind, because I'm reading this book all about random coincidences and synchronicities and how your subconscious kind of puts it out there and, you know, into these vibes. It's weird shit. And then I tell that story on Monday. I haven't seen this kid for, like, 7 or 8 years, right? And
in
all
the
week
of a sudden, tell that story, you see him?
The next day, dude. Tuesday, yeah, yesterday is when I did that, last night. He's right there. Like, that just blew my fucking mind. I was like, no fucking way, dude.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's kind of cool. He was here. But it ended up not being Adam playing records and stuff. You know what it ended up being? If you guys follow us on thejaml.com/Twitter, you'll kind of know the answer to this. But it was country karaoke.
Oh, cool.
Fuck
that
me.
That sounds like an epic beat party.
Fuck me. Country.
You should have just stayed home.
I know you were doing that radio DJ country station thing, but, like, when he said he was going to move back here and start throwing parties again, I was thinking, like, techno, drum and bass, that kind of shit. Not, like,
so
I'm going to go...
So now he's just throwing country parties?
Well, no,
party?
He's like a hire out karaoke MC, like the guy that goes to the bar to get the party going with his karaoke, like that kind of thing.
He plays what they want.
Exactly. People go up and he's like, these are the songs I have. And they're like, oh, I love that song. I sound just like... I sound just... I'm gonna sing that one. And then, oh god, it was... I heard...
Wait, he moved back here to do that?
Yeah, well, I don't know, to do that explicitly, but
okay,
he's
pretty...
He
crappy.
Did it last night.
Wow.
I got to witness somebody sing live, Lightning Crashes, and that hurt my ears tremendously.
I'd imagine.
I was watching a 60 to 70 year old guy do the Rock-A-Wear, because in between, like, every couple karaoke songs, he'll flip it back to the music video, and then the song from the music video is playing through all the speakers. Uh-huh. And, it, like, they're singing karaoke, like, a lot of it's country, and then older rock and roll, I guess.
Right.
And
no,
then he
no
flips
new
it,
music.
And then the TV music, it's all hip-hop and shit. And there's this old guy, and he's, like, walks up there, and he gets whatever fucking song he's gonna do, and then this... Rock-A-Wear song comes on, and he's got this hat on, and he takes his hat up, and there's a thing on the inside of it, and he pulls that down, and he puts his hat back on, so he's got this little outline, and he's just like, fuck. Wow. It was the most ridiculous shit I've seen, like, all fucking week. So that was sad. So then we're sitting there, and there's like, oh, another weird synchronicity real quick before I finish this up. In that book, a lot of it at the very beginning is talking about Wolfgang Pauli and Carl Jung. I talked about that on Monday's show, about how they were taking physics and psychology and merging it. So Wolfgang Pauli, right?
Just, right.
That's the one of the guy's names. A couple of girls come into the bar, and these end up being, like, you wouldn't know it at first. Well, you might know it at first, but these two girls end up being probably... two of the prettier girls there, so now they are the object of every guy we're with's attention.
Yeah,
like, now everybody,
like,
is trying to have sex with them, and I'm just sitting there like, you guys, oh my god, if you guys could see yourselves right now. One of the girls' names was Polly, and I just read, like, I don't, it's weird now that I'm reading this book. I don't know if it's because now
you're thinking about it more.
I'm more aware of these patterns and shit, but, like, I'll see a name in the book, and then I'll meet someone with that same name, and I don't know. It's kind of fucking me up a little bit, because, like, I can't go anywhere now without thinking about it, and I'll see something, I'll be like, that's just a coincidence. No, it's not, though! I did that! Fuck!
Oh, my God!
It's tripping me. Yeah, it's
is
tripping.
Your head just gonna explode now?
That's why I got my hat on. Hopefully not. I might have to upgrade to, like, a motorcycle helmet.
Yeah.
This shit keeps it up. Fuck. So then, yeah, we're sitting there, and then the kid I was telling you about that has the thing said he has the colon cancer. I don't know, I haven't heard anything about that since, and I've seen him, like, a bunch of times, and he doesn't seem sick or anything. So I don't know what's going on, but that kid. And the kid that just got here from Texas, my friend, his name just happens to be Matt also, but he's kind of Asian, so.
Asian Matt.
Right, so Paul comes up and he's like, dude, we got to get out of here. There's no fuckable bitches anymore. There's these two, but they're going to get fucking trains run on them by Adam and everybody else. Like, I'm like, what? Where do you want to go, dude? It's fucking Tuesday night. Like, honestly, what do you want to fucking do? He's like, well, I promised Matt that if he came out with us, I knew all these bitches and I'd get him laid while he was in Kalispell. I'm like, Paul, his name's Paul. Paul, don't make promises to your friends that you can't keep or that you have no control over. Like, if I promised him right now that I could get him really fucking stoned, like, that's a promise I can keep because I have weed at my house.
Right, but you don't have bitches.
You don't have bitches in pocket like that. Like, I don't know if you know this or not. I understand you watch a lot of, like, MTV and you drink all the time. Maybe you're a little delusional.
Right, because if he did have just pocket bitches, he would be doing them at that moment instead of being where he was.
Exactly. So he's like, well, we need to at least try. I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm along for the ride, dude. Whatever. I am along to watch this train wreck in action. Like, I want to see half drunk Paul try to get some girls to want to have sex with Matt. And Matt's like, he's not a bad looking kid at all. Like, he's got the whole Asian thing going for him, and he's pretty built. Like,
is that
from
something that goes for you?
What?
The Asian thing?
Well, yeah, if he was a chick.
No, I just don't.
Wait, what? Would you ask me? Did you ask me if that's what I go for?
No, you said he had the Asian thing going for him. I didn't know that was something.
Right, because he's Asian. Well, because of where we live and stuff, it's not a very common thing. So when girls see that, it's like when all these little blonde hosts see a black dude, they instantly like want to have a gangbang.
Right.
Exactly. So Asian, it's not as powerful as if...
He's so small.
It's not as powerful as if he was black, but...
True.
Because it's wintertime now and it's really cold. There are no more black people here. They hibernate for the winter. I don't know if you know that about black people.
But I definitely did notice that I stopped seeing them.
I know,
around.
It's put a huge damper on our Slugnug game completely.
I kind of forgot about that game for quite a while.
Yeah, so we go from the fucking scoreboard, or as my awesome friend Paul likes to say, the whoreboard. Do you know how many times I heard that last night?
A lot. How drunk was everyone?
He never used... I don't know if he never used to be like this. Maybe I just was younger and I was always like tripping or on some... So I never paid much attention to it. But he's kind of a one-upper.
What do you mean?
Paul is...
Like trying to always outdo you?
Not outdo me, like... outdo himself.
Really?
Because me, like, I will just sit there totally quiet and he'll be like just telling me all these things and I'm just like, I don't know if you know who you're talking to, but those things to me are like not impressive at all. Like, that might work on your other friends, but I give two shits about like, oh man, back when I was doing this and that, like, I used to have bitches all over the place. It's like, you used to, dude. I used to. I don't know. It's like, it doesn't matter because right now I'm sitting here with you. So it's just, I don't know. Always
I don't care what you used to have.
Exactly. Like, yeah, dude, I used to have fucking 20 Oxy 80s. I'm sitting here with you right now, clean and sober for fucking 2 months or 3 months or whatever. So, like, it's maybe he's living because of where he's at now.
Right, his life's shitty now. All he has to live off of is those memories.
The memories. So he's constantly living through the stories he tells to his friends, and his friends aren't gonna be like, dude, we really don't care. They're gonna be like, oh, cool, because maybe they have a little bit of that in them, because maybe they're not exactly happy with where they're at,
right?
And maybe perhaps they were there when this stuff was happening, so they can kind of remember back, and they're like, oh, and then they have their little bro moment, and then, but like, I don't give a shit, and it is so annoying, especially when he gets drunk, because on top of saying that stuff, like, the kid's great, I love him to death, but some shit just bugs you sometimes about some people, you know? Like,
well, yeah.
You gotta just like, I mean, I want to tell it to his face, but I know he won't remember it because he's drunk, so what's the point, you know?
At least, and that's the only time you're gonna see him.
Exactly. So at least this, I can say it and it's recorded, and if ever I need to, I can refer back to it and maybe send it to his fucking phone or whatever. I don't know. Some at least I have it recorded here and it's fine. But he'll say all that stuff, but then he'll go out of his way to make the point that he's not the kind of kid that thinks it's cool to brag about that stuff.
Yeah, he was just bragging about it?
Right. Like, I don't want to... Here, classic example. Fucking pretty much word for word. I don't want to sound like I'm one of those guys that it's always cool to, like, have all these bitches,
but
man...
that means you are one of those
guys.
But
man, when I was living up in Whitefish, I was the man, and I had all the bitches. You just took the form of the very thing you just apologized for not being! You wonder why I go crazy and my mind is about to pour out of my fucking ears. Do I need different friends? I don't know. Maybe I just need to not go out to bars with them. But then, like you said, I would never see him. And I do get a certain amount of joy out of watching this whole cyclical mess run its course, you know? I don't know. Whatever.
What?
Anything interesting? Are you,
no.
Your attention seemed very drawn there.
I was just looking at the chat.
Do you care to share with the class?
Not at all. The class is all here with everyone.
All right, so how's
26 it? Says Muslim clerk says men should beat their wives and rape them for a good marriage. It's and then a link to the story about that.
Just in Muslimville or what?
Yeah, apparently.
Well, I think everyone should do that. I mean, that's just common sense, though.
Well, he agrees with you.
Oh, okay.
This Muslim does. He's like, oh.
Oh, right. Well, of course.
You and Muslims have one thing in common.
What's that?
That you should be able to beat your wives.
Should be able to or need to?
I don't know. I guess if you didn't need to, you don't have to. But I mean,
oh,
what just happened,
dude? I'm so hyper. God, I swear to God, if I hear the next girl, I hear those words out of her mouth, I'm gonna fucking punch in the face.
Right after
fucking
taking a drink
female,
of an energy
female or male, I don't care at this point. I'm over it. All right, well. You got anything you want to talk about before we do some confessions? We're going to do something a little different with confessions here, thanks to 26 kind of turned us on to a little something special here for tonight. Maybe if this you guys like this a little better, maybe we'll do this from now on for a while.
I agree. I think
that's not the answer to the question I asked you.
I was just about... I agree. I was reading this
thing. Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to watch.
Are you?
I'm trying to watch the feedback. People are posting us feedback.
I got the feedback too. Can I ask you an honest question?
What?
Why'd your eyes just get all like that when
That's
I said that?
My eyelashes are sticking together.
You okay?
Yeah.
Just had some stick men die on my screen. Are you trying to suck really bad on purpose so that I kick you out so you can divulge your full attention to the new band that you're in?
No, don't ask me questions when I'm doing Take Care feedback.
I feel like this band is maybe a little more important to you than this show that you've been doing with me for almost a year now.
No.
Just a little something I feel.
When is band practice taken away from this?
No, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe.
Why wouldn't I just say, hey, I don't want to do the show
Well,
anymore.
Because you're sucking extra bad tonight. That's the only reason I asked. I was just curious because it kind of, another synchronicity, you get accepted into this band to play guitar and all of a sudden you start totally sucking at being my co-host. I just thought maybe they had, you know.
Have I had a history of sucking or is it just this? Just tonight.
Just tonight, really.
So then
I mean,
the
you suck every now and then, but
exactly. It's just one of those every now and then.
It's a tolerable suck.
Well, you do the same thing, trust
this
me.
This is unacceptable.
Okay.
Okay.
That is
so basically 26 cents in. This is this is basically our anonymous confession site, Group Hug.
Hold on. 26 says if Matt took all the money he spent on Rockstar and put it in a savings account, he would have his Argentina money in 3 months.
Yeah. That's not going to happen, dude. I need this shit, man. Okay,
you need to be so hyper.
Imagine Group Hug got some chloroform and knocked out Twitter and raped it. This would be the child.
Okay.
This is going to be, how 26 put it, this is going to be a super confession lightning round. So these are anonymous confessions with the same love and awesomeness that you've come to expect from Group Hug with the 140 character limit you might love or hate, I don't know, from Twitter.
So far, I like it.
Secret nice. Tweet. Another synchronicity. You know what the first one is? I'm not even making this up. I have herpes, and I'm never telling anyone. I protect them and myself. By not telling you and having sex with you, I'm actually protecting you. And myself.
How does that work?
Well, I protect myself because you won't know. Right, and then that saves my ass.
Right,
you know.
And then by denying it, suppresses the herpes and you don't get it.
Right, I haven't had an outbreak in 5 years. I have never passed it. There might be hope yet.
Maybe. I'm cured.
I know. Those jokes aren't going to be so funny in a couple weeks.
Yeah, when you have an outbreak.
I told him I liked him. He told me he would never return my affection. But I am beautiful. Hey, Brayden, I like you. Mm-hmm. Can I have some affection?
No.
But
what?
Tell me I'm beautiful.
You're beautiful.
So you I like you.
Uh-huh.
You think I'm beautiful?
Yeah.
But I can't have your affection?
I mean, you're beautiful. I didn't say I liked you.
And that hurt even more than the rejection. Of course it did. I've been in a lot... I almost said live in.
A live in?
A live in. I've been in a live-in relationship for 8 years. We haven't had sex in blank years, and I sleep on the couch. 6 years. You've been living with a chick or a dude, depending on what sex you are, for 8 years.
Right.
You haven't had sex in six of those
so you're
eight.
Like,
the first 2 years, they were banging.
Yeah.
but after that, you know, we
kind of... So you're basically just roommates now.
Right. And I sleep on the couch. Yeah. I don't actually even have my own room because it's a one bedroom. It's actually a studio. We share the couch. How shitty is that?
It's actually a hide-a-bed.
It's actually really shitty. I've slept with twice as many men as he thinks I have. ... Mm. I feel guilty for this, but I'm too ashamed to tell him the truth.
Of course.
Of course. Twice, that's the whole, like, when after couples have been together for about 3 or 4 months-ish, give or take, mm-hmm. and one is maybe getting a little sick of the other, so they start dropping, like, they start planting little seeds that they
like
hope will...
hints here and there?
Right, and they hope those seeds will grow into a tree that will just break them apart. So, one of those is like, honey, how many people have you ever had sex with? Like, if your significant other ever asks you that question, just, as soon as they ask you that, you stand up, you look them in the eye, you slap them, and then you leave. You don't take any of your shit, just collateral damage. A learning experience. You leave.
You don't ask questions you don't want the answer to.
Exactly. Like, hey, you should have asked if I... You never asked if I had herpes. Yeah. I just assumed you didn't care.
If you would have asked, I probably would have told you.
I know. Problem solved. I always thought fighting peer pressure would be easy. I'm still trying to fight it, but I don't think it's going to work anymore. Hey, meth, dude, just once.
Just once.
I mean, it's not,
all it takes.
It's not peer pressure if you just do it once.
Well, yeah.
I mean, here, you gotta try... Dude, you gotta try this. Bro, come here. You ever heard of meth?
It's not peer pressure if you just give in, you know, to it the first time they ask, because then
right.
they don't really pressure you.
If they ask you once and you say yes, that does not count.
Yeah, they
that
didn't
is
pressure
how...
you. It's like, hey, you want to try some meth? Sure.
No. Hey, let's demonstrate peer pressure. I'll be the peer, you be the pressure.
Okay.
What's up, dude? How's
hey,
it going?
No, it's good.
Cool. What are you doing?
Nah, no, just hanging out.
Yeah. You're the pressure. You actually...
Oh, I'm the pressure?
Just hanging out...
Oh. Yeah, just doing... I thought it was
hey,
the other way.
Remember like 5 minutes ago when I asked you why you were sucking so bad?
Oh, okay, because I'm sucking so
still
bad.
Still haven't gotten my answer yet. Yeah. Just kind of curious still. I'm so hyper right now.
hey, kid. You want to do some meth?
Some what?
Some meth.
What's that?
It's good shit. Get you high.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. My mom said I wasn't supposed to do drugs.
Your mom's wrong. She doesn't know what she's talking about. It's good.
Man,
just try it one
you know,
time.
I'd love to, but I got someplace I need to be. You know?
Trust me, you'll get there quicker if you do this.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, fuck it. See, now that's peer pressure.
Yeah.
My husband... oh, man. My husband's, like, apostrophe S, my husband's breath has been really bad lately. Like, whoo, son, you got the dragon. And I can't bring myself to tell him. I avoid
just
kiss.
Just tell him to brush his teeth.
He does, and it's just still, because
after
he brushes his teeth, he goes and hits the coffee. And, you know, after
all
about
right.
30, 40 years of that.
Coffee breath.
It's like his coffee breath smells worse than my old vagina breath does. you know, after 30, 40 years of owning a vagina, right. It starts to, you know, smells a little bit.
You got to take extra care to maintain.
Right, you have to take that extra step, and, you know, sometimes I just don't have time to take that extra. Right. Sometimes I'm actually looking for a shortcut. That doesn't always work out well. I avoid kissing him at all cost. Do you think he would know, or do you think he's like...
He would notice after a while. Like, you're not really kissing me anymore. You would notice. Unless you just don't do that much anyway.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe they're to that point in their relationship where...
They've been together
so long. Well, the only kiss happening is the quick peck on the cheek before work, and then when you get home, and that's it. And now, she's just kind of like... Hold, like what I do when I deliver to the fucking Humane Society place. It stinks.
Hold your breath.
I don't know how those girls, there's some ladies that work in there in the office. I don't know how they stand it. Like,
they probably can stand it because when they go home, they have about as many animals there. That's probably where the overflow goes.
How do you live like that, adults? It stinks like dog. Do you not, hey. Smells good in here, man. Hey, you notice that? Smells good in here.
It's good smell.
What is that? Oh, that's dog shit.
Oh. And piss.
Can I get some of that?
I like that.
How do you not know? Or how do you not care? I don't understand.
Used to it?
Can you get used to that smell?
I guess if you're in it long enough, you can probably get used to anything.
But, I don't know. Maybe I could see, Vilichick says your body adapts to smell after long periods of exposure, but you're there 8 hours at a time, and then you're home for 16 hours, or at least away from that smell. Mm-hmm. So, you'd think every morning, then, at least, you'd get
it
for...
Yeah, when you first got there, it would bother you.
Yeah, maybe that's still, though. You could not pay me,
That's why I'm saying their house is probably like that, too. They have so many animals at home.
TJ Nico says, maybe the people are the ones that smell bad.
That's possible.
That's actually not the dogs.
Yeah,
the dogs
are fine.
The employees that fucking you're disgusting. That's not dog shit all over the place. That's mine. Sorry. Oh, it's cold out, man. It's wintertime here. We poop indoors in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. We smoke and we poop indoors in the wintertime. 26 says, ever drive by a cow pasture in California? I have, and it smelled like fucking shit. Or ever drive by the sewage treatment plant here? Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday in the summertime when it's just baking in the heat.
Oh, God.
I go pick you up.
Right,
we go by
there.
We got into the habit, though. Like, well, we know when we're getting near there because, like, he'll reach over and roll his window up at the same time I'm rolling mine up.
And then we circulate the air.
We turn the vent off, and then we both go... And then I hit it, and we go... And then, dude. Oh, it's so fucking nasty. I remember when I was a kid and we first moved up here and there were baseball fields there, and those were every once in a while we'd have a game there, we'd have practice. I fucking hated it.
The more you run, the more out of breath you get, the more you breathe it in.
It's right there. Yeah. Like you
right across the road.
I could hit it with a ball. It's so disgusting that I don't see how people can fucking deal
how
with
can that.
That
be it's so close to town.
Yeah, and then they put up that whole all those McMansion little cookie cutter homes are all in that
all
area.
Around there.
Even when I lived there, when me and my brother lived there, like you could smell it. It's just disgusting. Like that's all of our poop and piss probably and whatever nasty tampon, like
anything
that you flush, drugs probably, like
dead animal,
dead fish and shit, like anything
I bet you can find a lot of drugs.
Right, anything you flush ends up there, and then the sun, it bakes, and it's blah.
And it's inside that thing, and it's all enclosed.
Oh, it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
I sometimes think the reason I'm responding so calmly is that I know we will be great together when you're ready. Like, hey, No hurry.
Whenever you're ready, I'm here.
I got time. I'm only 12. Like, I got another good 7 years to just chill.
Yeah.
Like,
you,
hey,
on the other hand.
You're getting old.
Yeah.
Hey, a little saying I like to say, you ain't getting any younger. Like me, I'm 12. I'm young. But you, on the other hand,
I don't have anything to worry about yet.
You're what, 24 now? You ain't getting any younger. You end up being one of those spinster cat people.
Cat people.
My fiance doesn't want to have sex, nearly all caps, as much as I do, exclamation point. She would never guess it's me posting this.
Well, now yeah, she will.
Because that's probably like 40% of the people in relationships. Like, probably my friend whose bachelor party I just went to.
Yeah, yeah.
My fiance doesn't want to have sex nearly as much as I do because I'm the dude and I just have to do it all the time. I have to masturbate a lot. All caps. Ellipsis. I love it when they end with the dot, dot, dot. Yeah. Like, I have to masturbate a lot. And then they just walk away. They're just pissed.
That's the last thing they had to say.
I need a secret professional person who knows what I knows.
DJ
who
Nika
loves
says,
what I love to counsel me. Don't ever interrupt me in the middle of these. I hate when you do that. Go ahead.
No.
Please.
No.
I'm sure it was important because you interrupted right in the middle. Like, these are short, 140 characters.
Yeah, that's I thought you were done.
I was about 60 characters in. You couldn't have waited another 60 characters?
Mm. Well, just like you can't wait for me to finish a sentence when I'm reading a story.
Please. What is it?
DJ Nico just had to say that, talk about living near a shithole.
Oh, yeah, or in a shithole.
Yeah.
Fuck. You interrupted that for that.
Yep. Just for you.
Herpes and this guy for a co-host. Really?
Yeah.
Really? It's funny, huh? No, laugh it up. That's good. That's good. I'm glad I can make you smile.
It's not like you only choose me to be your co-host.
Right. It's not like because I didn't have any other choice.
You've had other people.
Yeah, they sucked. Like, and that's, like, you're sucking, but they, like, Ben was all right, but that means I have
Where
to, like.
Where has Ben been?
I don't know.
Has he
shoveling
you
old it? Ladies' walks.
There hasn't even been any snow lately.
You know what Ben did?
What did he
do? Just real quick, and then we'll get back to this. Ben went to his probation officer.
Okay.
If you guys know, Ben helped me co-host for a little bit, but he went to his probation officer, and he's like, can I do a fundraiser to help pay off my fines? Through thejamhole.com.
What?
I'm like, Ben, do you realize what you just did? What if your probation officer goes onto that site and even goes through the archive video, hears your voice because camera 2 doesn't get archived, sees me taking bong rips, salvia or not,
right.
You're in a place where there is some shit happening. You're going to jail, dude.
Did you talk to him about that?
Yeah, I told him. I'm like, Ben, that was the dumbest thing I think I've ever witnessed you do. Any of my fucking people that I know, I think that was the dumbest thing. You could have just done it and then paid off the fines. Why, like, you have to ask, hey, is it cool if I have a bake sale? No, we're not going to put weed. Okay, I'm lying. Yeah, we were going to sell weed. I'm sorry. Take me away now. Like, why would you even ask?
What did he say to you?
When I told him, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's
he's
stupid
like,
that
well,
was.
What if I just went there with all this money and they're like, where did you get it from? I'd be like, my fucking mom died! Feel better now? That's none of their fucking business. He just, I don't know. But then again, he's the one on probation in the first place.
True,
so
he did get caught doing it.
Okay. My bad, never mind. Just scratch whatever I just said, whatever. I smile a lot and am very social, but honestly, I think most people are selfish, self-absorbed assholes. Mm. Yeah.
Yep.
Because, yeah, sure. All right. I know that my girlfriend cheated on me. I know. But, I love that. I know you cheated on me, but I can't bring it up because then she'll know I've read her email. You can't be bummed out when you're a hypocrite too, my friend. I'm sorry, it just does not work that way.
Yeah, you can't let her know that you know when you found out by doing something.
She's like, oh, that's funny, honey. How did you come by that information? You know what I hate? A little bird told me. Boom! I swear to God, the next person that comes up with some crazy fucking info about me that's true, and I ask you who told you, and you say a little fucking bird, I'm gonna knock you out so fucking quick. And I don't even get in fights, but it will just, all 28 years of me never being in a fight is going to come out and get focused on your face. And I hate that so bad. Girls especially like to do that. Like, I'll wait till one of my male associates says that, but girls like to do that too. I'm so hyper.
That's so cute. Oh,
I heard you finally got your period. Oh, who told you? Oh, a little bird. Oh God, I think my tampon just fell out. I'm so hyper. God, I hate that. Oh, all right, a few more here. I know that my girlfriend cheated on me. Ask me how I know that.
How?
Because I already read this one.
Right.
Fucking
yeah.
Drink. Is it wrong that even though I voted for Obama, that every time I look at a certain online community that remains nameless,
okay,
it's overrun with too much Obama love? Hey, is there such a thing as too much Obama love?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Apparently. Go to this website and find out.
I bet it's Facebook.
Maybe.
Because I don't know. Like, the last few times I was on, I don't really check it that much anymore unless there's, like, a friend request or something because it's all hooked
there's
up
through
the
There's
probably
a ping. Lot of Obama hate on there, though, too.
Maybe. I don't know, though. It seems like... But I think what they're talking about is that... excuse my face. The website itself is putting it in, but making it look like it's just random stuff,
right.
But it's happening
like a bunch
a lot
of Obama ads,
right?
And shit all
exactly
over.
And the only site other than YouTube, really, but I don't really see much of that. But on Facebook, I remember seeing a lot of that stuff, like a lot of groups all of a sudden popped up and had a lot of members. Like, that seems kind of weird. Like, maybe you added a 1 in 6 digits in front of the real number of people that group has, or so I don't know. It just seems kind of weird. The man I'm in love with lives in a different state than I do. Did you meet him on the internet?
Probably on MySpace.
When you were like, "Hey, ASL," and he was like, "22, male, not in your state." Like, that should have been a good hint that
yeah,
maybe this isn't gonna work out so hot. I'm 7 years younger than you, and don't... Oh, wait. I wish I had drink. I wish I had some subtle way of letting you know how much I love you.
Subtle way.
Right. Like, the only things I can think
I
of are to, like, slice your name into my arm and then fucking put it on your locker and then peel it off so your name is in blood.
Just carve "I love you" into my chest and just pour alcohol
exactly.
And light it on fire.
But, like, other than that, I wish there was just a subtle way to do it. Like, I don't know, maybe leaving leaving a note, maybe, or giving you herpes, perhaps. I don't know, just
herpes,
something subtle, you know? I wish. I'm 7 years younger than you and don't want to creep you out. Now, that I don't think would creep him out if the girl is younger than the guy, because the guy would be like, "Oh, cool."
Yeah.
But
see,
now,
when it's the other way around, it's
exactly
different.
Then that would, maybe you'd want to find a subtle way of doing it, like, you know, writing your initial with a heart and his initial on his G.I. Joe or My Little Pony or something like that. I don't know.
Excuse me?
Hitting some
What do you think he's doing with My Little Pony? This ain't no faggot.
Hey, how do you know?
Well, he's messing around with girls 7 years older than him.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying, though. When you weren't old enough to know that. Kid, it was acceptable behavior when I was a kid, when I was like 4, 5, or 6.
Okay.
For guys, as well as the girls, to watch My Little Pony.
Oh.
And Strawberry Shortcake, and Jam, and Rainbow Bright.
Yeah, well, they also raised a lot of pussies in those days.
Moving You're about to be the focal point. Remember that focal point I was talking about earlier?
Yeah.
All 28 years. Do you want to be on the receiving end of that?
I don't think you could do that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd do it on the cameras. I'll do it. Let's say if our PayPal account, thejaml.com/donate, gets $25 in it from now until the end of the show, if that happens, I will punch him in the face as hard as I fucking can on film.
We're totally going to get $25 for that.
Well, then you're totally going to get punched in the face. I'll even record it in Odie's high-def camera. So, jaml.com/donate. Oh, a couple more here. Hating some people right now. Hating, not hitting. Hating.
Right.
Right. Haters will hate. That's kind of their thing, you could say. That's kind of
they do.
That's why they're called haters, because they hate.
Makes
sense. It's like G.I. Joes are called G.I. Joes because they G.I. Joe. Like, that's their thing.
Right. That's what they do.
Hating some people right now, but oh well, I have a party to go to tonight. Mm. Like, hey, I'd love to spend more time sitting here hating on you guys,
right,
but I actually...
I got a party tonight.
Right. I got somewhere I need to be right now. Like, a party.
More important things than hating
right.
on you.
Well, no. What did you just say?
Well, you're not worth
did
my
you,
time.
Hold on. Did you just say there were more important things to do than to hate?
Yeah.
Fucking
it's a waste
name.
Of my time.
Hold on. Fucking name one.
I can't.
Exactly. You know why?
Why is that?
Because nobody that is a human fucking being will ever have anything better to do than hate. Hating is like God's gift to the fucking world. Like, hey, God made man and then God made hate. And God gave it to man and was like, yo, peep this shit.
Yeah, you can use this.
I made this just for you. And man was like, the fuck am I going to do with this? And God was like, give me another day. And when this bitch comes along, you'll know exactly what to do with that. He's like, oh, I hate myself. Thanks, God.
Hey, and I hate her.
Yes.
No, it's okay. I can tolerate her.
So speaking of hate, real quick, I did have another note. Remember when we were talking about the war thing when I was watching the Red Baron and how...
Yeah, I watched that the other day.
What did you think of it? Was I on with what I was kind of explaining about? Like, that's what happened, right? He was very sporty.
Yeah, I mean, it
was
more
like... And he got
like
pissed when his wingmates would actually... Because that one dude followed and kept shooting at the plane.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. So, going back to the whole war thing, what I was talking about is how you can trace, ever since the beginning of time, humans keep track of their progress by their wars, right?
Yeah.
So, I got to thinking on a whole nother scale, like, take that, but go smaller. Go into, like, the microscopic world. Everything is at war with itself. Your cells are constantly fighting off viruses. The fucking, all the way down to, like... little tiny shit. Like, it's all anything.
Not even that can get along.
So what I figured out, and I don't know if this is how
it
goes.
Well, even particles and shit are crashing into
each
other and shit.
But so what I figured out is anything that interacts with anything else will always have a natural just... I don't know what you call it. Like
a natural just destructive force.
An intrinsic need to just destroy it. In order to interact with it, like, you destroy what you don't need and then you take what you need. Like, when we were having wars with societies, we'd wipe out what we didn't need and we'd take what we need and then we'd move on.
Right.
Like, it goes back into the whole animal world and into even like cellular living.
It's kind of
like,
just a way, a part of life.
Exactly. And then you take it all the way out into like the universe and shit, like comets and meteors and
crashing into planets.
Exactly.
And suns
like,
dying, supernovas.
Everything
like
is at war. Yeah. So the only thing I could relate that to was just the natural order for everything to go towards entropy is, you know, we have all this nice ordered stuff and it just naturally wants to get all chaotic and shit. So maybe that same entropy is in us because we're made up of those same cells.
Well, the entropy is the natural part and we're trying to control and keep it.
But
you know.
Our cells at a cellular level, that's what's happening. So maybe that has... Like, not the butterfly effect, but it has
but
that
like
trickle-down effect.
More like
that,
a subconscious
right, our cells are doing it, which makes our molecules do it,
everything kind of does it, so whatever we always see, that's what's happening,
and then,
so we kind of reflect off that.
Right, and then the larger it gets, you start having humans doing it to humans, and then, like, it just keeps going. Like, that just, I was kind of thinking about that, like, we did our society that way with wars, but it's even smaller than that. Like, it goes
everything
down.
Everything seems to work.
our war ingrained into us is on a cellular level, even even smaller than that, I'm sure, at like the super string level and shit, if you want to get that deep. It's crazy. And we just need to war up some shit. What is that?
Feedback? It says, dude, I just donated $30.
Who says that?
Sorry. Jeremy, Alaskan Jeremy, says, dude, I just donated $30. You better punch the shit out of Braden in the face.
Are you serious? Did he really?
He promised. I don't know. Maybe. Did he? Wow.
That sucks for you, dude.
Does it?
It does. Are you going to hit me back?
I don't know.
All right. Well, after the show, I'll go get the cameras and... It's an e-check, though. What if he just cancels it after I knock you out?
It's going to e-bounce.
I don't know. Should we take that?
What's an e-check? I don't even know what that
is. It cleared last time when he bought a shirt with it.
I'm going to have to say no because I don't want to get punched in the face.
Well, I'm going to have to say yeah because I kind of want to punch you in the face. And we just got paid $30, so now it has to happen.
Oh, okay.
I don't have like any of those cameras out. And I'm not going to do it on these because it's going to be all like fucking blurry and shit. So after the show, after like we stop the show, stick around because I'll leave the feed on, but I'll get the nice cameras and shit, and we'll fucking
You can just punch.
Are you just totally fucking nervous now?
No, because now we know. Punch me.
Titties, right?
Okay,
and then me just inflicting pain onto you. That's how we're gonna make
That's
it in this
where
world.
The money's
That's
at?
How we're gonna quit our day jobs and do this 5 days a week.
I'll just keep my day job.
Really?
Yeah, I'd rather just make money working than get him punched in the face.
What if you were the one punching in the face?
Well, that's totally different.
We're,
of course.
We're both gonna go to work tomorrow with black eyes. Oh, that's awesome. What a dick. All right, last one here. The athletic sex I had with my wife of 9 years left
the
my...
athletic sex?
Athletic sex. Huh.
So, like, gymnastic sex, like, right, on the walls like, and...
Well, what we like to do, actually, is, you know the balance beam?
Yeah.
And then they have that little springboard thing?
Okay.
I like to do... Here, I'll show you, actually. We got cameras.
Yeah, but only the live listeners got
okay,
that.
Okay, so I'll just... Pretend I'm standing up. So I like to... We get ready. There's balance beam here.
Right.
I walk into the room.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I fucking run. And I hit the springboard. And I fucking flip. And boom! Right into that pussy. And then I'm... So you may
Can
say,
you do that?
Matt, isn't that dangerous? Well, let me tell you,
it
the athletic
is.
Sex I had with my wife of 9 years left my penis injured.
Wow.
But I don't want to tell her lest she be hesitant to do it again, because once you get it in there, it's fucking good. But if you miss, like, that's just, you know, that's the price you pay
for
how just awesome and good it is.
Like
why do you keep looking at me weird? Why do you keep looking at me weird now? Are you afraid? Like,
weird.
I'm just going to come out of nowhere, like, all ninja and just be like, hey, Brayden, what's that? And you're going to look and be, bah!
Yes, I'm afraid of you being a ninja.
That's right. Wait, are you afraid of me being the ninja or transmitting the ninja to you?
What do you mean?
Never mind. The ninja is another word for AIDS.
Oh.
But okay. That doesn't work because, if anything, it's not AIDS, it's herpes. So never mind.
Right.
Fun. I'm secretly obsessed. Okay, this is the last one I lied. I'm secretly obsessed with picking my nose and inspecting my boogers. You ever do that?
Mm-mm.
Really? Never what about when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, it did.
Really? See, when I was a kid, I used to, like, just do that, but not, like, inspect them. But I would get, like, a whole bunch of them together,
okay.
And then I would put them back up in my nose. And then because it
Save
felt
that for later.
Well, because the cool part was feeling it being pulled out because you're like you're a kid and you don't. It's new things, I guess.
Right,
new,
I guess, yeah.
New sensations, to quote NXS, you know. So it, I don't know.
Wow, you have to read this confession.
Please,
I need to read it.
How about you read a confession?
All right. There's this great podcast online that has live shows and live video 3 times a week called The Jam Hole. I watch it live with my cam on on for their first few minutes, then turn it off so I can continue watching the host, both male, chat while masturbating.
I'm so hyper right now.
Someone's talking about chatting and listening to us talk while masturbating, and you're talking about how hyper you are.
Sorry. I just wanted you guys to know that. That's awesome. Someone posted. That's fantastic.
Yes, I occasionally do a little anal play during these jerk fests, but I try to avoid that in case I need to adjust the volume or my monitor. I'm a married guy. I have two great kids and a dog. I hate my dog.
Well played, sir.
That's awesome.
Definitely. Feel free if you guys want to do that. Maybe let all of these people on that site know that, hey, your shit might get reenacted on this show.
This was posted by Jose, a Sacred Heart Hospital.
A Sacred Heart? That
like
sounds familiar.
Scrubs? That's from Scrubs. Sacred Heart Hospital.
Oh.
Scrubs?
Is that who posted that confession?
Yeah.
That is fan-fucking-tastic.
And then they posted it in our feedback.
Nice. All right. Well, before we do some news here, I got another little thing I found, actually, while stumbling around. Actually, Berger might have sent this in. I might have found this on my... I don't know. Either way, stumbleupon.com. We have accounts there. If you want to be our friend, add us. You can send us things you stumble upon. This is called... Excuse me. This one is called How to Tick People Off. This is a little list. I'm not going to read them all.
I'm sure you could do this.
But I will, I'll link to it in the show notes today. It's a list of 32 things that you can do that will piss people off.
So just in case you ever need that.
To piss people off.
Right.
Or tick, sorry.
Yes. You know,
tick people off. Excuse my face. Number one, leave the copy machine set to reduce 200% extra dark. 17-inch paper, 99 copies.
That would suck.
That's a dick. That's going to take, because you know how long you're waiting, the extra dark?
Yeah.
17.
That's okay.
That would tick somebody the fuck off.
Yeah.
In the memo field of all your checks, write for sexual favors. I think I've heard that somewhere before. Maybe someone did that. I don't know. Specify that your drive-through order is to go. Like, I need that to go.
Yeah.
And then, like, when they come back and hand you your change, be like, I need that to go. You guys know that, right? This is a to-go order.
Right.
Right. Like, just keep doing it.
Yeah, just
until they spit in your food. Just keep doing it. If you have a glass eye, I don't know if we have any fans that have glass eyes. If you do, I would love a picture of that. Like, without the eye in, obviously. But, yeah. If you have a glass eye, tap on it occasionally with your pen while talking. I can't even do that. I can't even pretend to do that.
Whoa.
While talking to others. Could you imagine, like, you're talking to me and I'm just like...
Sitting there tapping your eye.
Tink,
with the
tink,
pen.
That would
creep me
off
a little.
Would that tick you off or creep you off?
I don't know. It'd tick me off a little.
Insist on keeping your car windshield wipers running in all weather conditions to, quote, keep them tuned up. Like when you're driving around with friends, just always have your windshield
just on all
that
the
would
way.
Tick me off.
Just like turn the fucking
when, things
off.
And especially when it's dry, they make
screen,
that
scream.
Oh, that would tick me off, dude. Holy Christ.
Yeah.
Reply to everything someone says with, that's what you think. Oh my.
That would be bad too.
That's what you think.
That's what you think.
That's what you.
That's what you think.
Paradox. Stop.
Whoa.
That's what you think.
That's what you think.
That's what you think.
That's what you think.
All right, I'm ticked off now. You're getting punched in the face
that's
after this.
Think.
Just keep pissing me off. Keep pissing me off. See how much fun this is for you. Practice making fax and modem noises. I haven't heard one of those in so long.
Last time I heard it was on your brother's phone.
Yeah. That's so annoying. Highlight irrelevant information in scientific papers and CC them to your boss. Just like random bits of random sentences and then be like, I think you would find this interesting. Send. Oh, man. Make beeping noises when a large person backs up.
Beep, beep.
Like, I can see this a lot at, like, Teletech in a call center. Like, you're walking by and you see this big old fat dude walking. You're just like, doot, doot, doot. And he's like,
doot. The fuck is that?
Doot. finish all your sentences with the words "in accordance with prophecy."
What could you talk about with ending your sentence like that?
I don't know, but I could start my sentences with it. Like, Brayden, in accordance with prophecy, I'm going to have to ask that you make beeping noises when... I don't know.
Yeah, but that, like, does work better.
Ending? Yeah, I don't know. Like, so I fucked your mom last night in accordance with prophecy.
Well, yeah.
Right.
For sure.
I mean, it
you
was...
gotta follow prophecy.
It has been prophesied. You don't want... Jesus
can't
to be
forsake thee.
Nah, thy wouldst never believeth it.
Thou.
That's what you think. Disassemble your pen and accidentally flip the ink cartridge across the room. Holler random numbers while someone is counting. I do that one sometimes.
That's annoying.
Go figure, right?
Yeah. That pisses people off.
That one's a huge hit at the old office.
I bet.
Adjust the tint on your TV so that all the people are green and insist to others that you, quote, like it that way. I used to actually, do that when I was a kid, but not when I watched TV. When I played, we used to have the old NES, like the original one that came with the robot and Gyromite, and you actually made the robot have to put the spinning tops on the buttons to open, I don't know, probably before your time, but
yes,
the very first Nintendos came with the gun and the robot, and those are badass. But yeah, after a while of playing Super Mario Brothers, you'd kind of get bored of it, so what I would do is I'd go and I'd mess with the tint and the contrast and make it, like, totally different colors, and then I'd play it all over again like it was a brand new fucking game.
Just because it's a different color.
I had to be the most retarded kid ever, but that, it was, like, awesome to me. I was like, man, these bricks are purple now. This is the super purple level, and it's still like, you know, like, same fucking game, but it's purple now. That's cool.
I remember playing games, just tripping out, and, like, just being really bored of the same game, so what I would do is I would just take the TV, and I would flip the TV upside down and try and play the game that way. Yes.
That's some messed up junk, dude.
Well, you get bored, and it's, I don't know,
see,
same
I would
game over and over. It's like, hey, I'm going to try something different.
I would have been like, man, that's too much effort to flip the TV around, because you got the antennas and shit. Like, I would have just, like, stood on my head against a wall and just play it that way.
Or just hang off the bed with your head just hanging off or something. And it was, God, it was like a racing game or something. Just something fucking ridiculous.
Mock Rider. That used to be my shit, too, when I was a kid. Yeah. I remember when my dad came home one day, and I was like, hi, Dad. And he's like, I got you Nintendo games, probably with cocaine money. But that was cool.
Whatever.
I was a kid. I didn't know. Fucking Mock Rider, man. That shit was so badass. Oh, man. Never any point to that game. You just...
No.
Drive the motorcycle and shoot shit.
Exactly. That's how all those old games are like that.
Staple pages in the middle of the page. Like, hand in your assignment.
How are you even supposed to fucking...
I don't know, but that would...
rip it apart.
That would tick people off.
It would, especially if I was at school.
Publicly investigate, like, out in public, find out just how slowly you can make a croaking noise. I can do it that slowly.
Yeah.
How slowly can you do it? I can almost get to where it's like one click a second, like...
Okay, that's too much.
Okay, guys, who's ticked yet? Okay. I like how we're not only reading off this list to let you guys know how to tick people off, but we're also actually demonstrating how to do it.
We're ticking you off.
Right, in case you didn't know what croaking was.
Can we try and reenact every one of these?
We can.
Okay.
Honk and wave to strangers.
Meep, meep.
You fucking retard.
Okay.
decline to be seated at a restaurant and simply eat their complimentary mints at the cash register. Like, no, I'm good. How much are those? 5 cents? Here's a dollar. I'll be here all night.
I just want these mints.
Type in uppercase. Oh, okay, we'll let you guys do that one. Or here.
Yeah, they got that. Like,
got it.
All good.
Type only in lowercase.
Oh.
Don't use any punctuation either. That was 2021 and 22. Like, right after another, like, yeah. They weren't...
It's okay. A triple threat.
The trifecta, if you will. Buy a large quantity of orange traffic cones and reroute whole streets. Whoa. We used to actually do
that. I like how after you type like this, everyone is just typing in all caps all of a sudden.
Nice, guys. Yeah. Nice. Did you ever do that? Because we used to do that. Uh-huh. We used to do that when it would be fall and there were leaves. So we'd take, and not only would we reroute traffic with cones, but we would also make...
That's so dangerous.
Yeah, not as dangerous as this. We would take the leaves and we'd put a big barrier of leaves across a street, but inside that, it was like a Tootsie Pop. There was a Tootsie Center to this barrier of leaf. And you know what it was?
What?
It was the neighbor's plants. Like, they had these big house plants, but they were outside those hanging things.
Uh-huh.
We would just set that in there, fucking lawn gnome, fucking whatever else we could find.
People just run them over?
Oh, dude, just plow through it, and it'd be like glass and plant and
fucking
leaves and
tire.
Little dead garden gnomes everywhere. It was fucking carnage, man. That was so great.
Only in Montana.
Only in Montana. Well, what the fuck do you guys do for fun when you were fucking 13? We used to go around soaping car windows. Do you ever do that?
No.
You go out, and this is kind of, it's something you want to do, like, in the fall. Like, it's kind of cold, but it's not, like, freezing and snowing.
Right.
So you take a bar of soap, and you go out, and you find a car, randomly, or perhaps, I don't know, someone you don't like, someone that ticked you off, perhaps. Maybe you were walking down the street, and you passed some kid that was walking down the street going like this. Like, I don't know, maybe they just ticked you off. So you take that bar of soap, and you find their window, and you fucking rub the bar of soap all over their window, and... It's a bitch to get off, basically. It's
you
just
know what? If
stupid
you,
shit.
That, if you throw a bunch of tampons onto someone's car, especially in the windshield, while it's raining or before it starts raining, after it rains and they get all wet and stuff.
Use tampons?
No. Just normal
Could
tampons.
You imagine that,
I mean, you
though.
Could, yeah.
Blood
you could.
Just red and all
but, like,
sticky
there's something
because
in the
it clotted a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, there's something just in a normal tampon that's super sticky and the tampons get glued to the car, and you cannot get those fucking things off.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's bad.
I never thought of tampons.
Yeah, and so
hey,
you just
you
have
know,
a car
if,
covered in tampons,
you know,
and they're
if
stuck
if you
there.
Throw a rock through a window of a car, like, it'll actually
break.
Just break it.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to do that, because you can get more trouble for that. You just want to, you know...
Property damage.
Break them, yeah. You don't want to break anything.
I'm so hyper right now.
I bet. You drank like a whole rock star.
Repeat the following conversation a dozen times. Do you hear that?
Hear what?
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 Never mind, it's gone now. Do you hear that?
What?
Never mind, it's gone now. Do you hear that?
What?
That. Do you hear that?
No.
Well, never mind, it's gone now. As much as possible, skip. Rather than walk. That will actually tick people off. Like, look at that faggot. And
yeah,
then they'll
he's
be
all fucking happy
right,
and shit.
Then
why is he skipping?
Yeah, and then they'll be reminded of faggots, and that'll
yeah.
just naturally
and totally
piss them off.
Yeah.
Unless they're faggots, then you'll end up then with a bunch of skipping buddies. It'll look like Wizard of Oz all over again, yeah. Fucking skipping down the yellow brick road. Try playing the William Tell Overture by tapping on the bottom of your chin. When nearly done, announce... No, wait. I messed it up. And repeat. No, wait. I messed it up. No, wait. I messed...
Just over and over.
Ask people what gender they are. Hey, what gender are you?
Excuse me?
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Never mind. It's gone now. But hey, what gender are you? What gender are you, for reals?
Why? Because I
well, I just
want
to know if I'm allowed to hit you in
Can't
the face
you just
or
tell?
Not. Are you even ready for this? Have you ever been punched in the face?
No. Yeah, actually.
Really?
With boxing gloves, never for like reals.
Huh. I don't have any boxing gloves. I just want you to know that right now. I'm almost going to feel bad about this. I'll just have to, right before I do it, I'll have to listen to the beginning of this show when you were just sucking it and pissing me off. And then,
and then you'll be right.
Oh, God. While making presentations, occasionally bob your head like a parakeet. Now, if you direct your attention... Is that like a parakeet? I don't know what
don't
a parakeet...
Know, but that would
what
be
what a parakeet... Is it like...
What, I don't know what they do.
I'm going to just start doing that randomly during the... Hey, did you hear that?
Hear what?
Never mind, it's gone now. Sit in front... sit in your front yard, pointing a hairdryer at passing cars to see if they slow down. That's a good one.
Or just go, yeah, get in your car parked by the road with a hairdryer.
That reminds me of this thing my brother and his friends used to do. Were you ever with them when they did this? There'd be two of them on one side of like, say there's a street going like this. There's two of them here and two of them here. And when cars would go by, they would both...
Oh, was it the imaginary rope?
Yeah, thing? They would go like this.
And they act and like they're tightening something? Yeah.
And they'd like be holding like, and like, cars would seriously.
Yeah, they would stop
fucking,
or slow
yeah,
down.
Dude,
yeah,
dude, they did it. They were so good at that. Like, yeah. They'd be like.
People actually thought they were holding.
Snap! Like, they did just. Oh, man. It was so funny watching that shit. I wish we had cameras back then, man.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Now
just recording all that.
We'd probably be arrested, though, probably.
Oh, for sure.
Let's see. A couple more here. You can always, to tick people off, you can sing along at the opera. This is all. This is my jam. This next song. Like girls at clubs when their song comes on, they're like, oh, shit, this one makes me feel like a hoe. And then they go out on the dance floor and shit, and they're, like, showing you how good they fuck and all that stuff. Like, but at an opera, just proper sitting there, you have your monocles and shit, and you're like, oh, I do believe I know this one. Figaro, 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 Figaro. And then everyone's like, did you hear that? No, do you hear that?
I do.
Sound like a guy singing opera.
Kinda.
Opera 7.0.
7.0, yeah. Nice.
Oh, mini opera, opera light. Yeah. Go to a poetry recital and ask why each poem doesn't rhyme. You don't understand. You don't understand. When I write my poetry, the channel is tapped straight into the creative universe, and it just flows. It doesn't rhyme. That's my style. Dykey emo poetry chicks. Last one. Ask your coworkers mysterious questions, and then... scribble their answers in a notebook, and as you're walking away, you mutter something about psychological profiles.
Ooh, that would be good.
What do you see here?
I see a face.
These goddamn psychological profiles.
What?
All right, so that is if you want to know how to tick people off and have a little fun while doing it. That would tick me off. Yeah. Holy Christ. You ready to do some fucking... What time is it?
You mean, like, Montana time?
Yeah. It's no, 11, I mean, like, fucking...
Like,
1:17, okay,
that's the jam hole time.
Jam hole time.
Jam hole time.
You can always call in 406-204-GOT-P at any time during the show, or you can leave us messages after the show. Let's do some news here, episode 144. We got some pretty decent news stories tonight. Ray, call in the air, please.
Heads.
It is actually not heads. Again, it is tails. This one is called Sexting Surprise.
Sexting.
Right.
Like, I'm going to guess. And it's,
this is a problem sweeping our nation. 2009, we're in modern times now. We're going to have to get prepared to face more modern forms of old school problems.
Right.
This one is called Sexting Surprise. Teens face child porn charges.
Would you care to guess? Sex through text message.
Possibly. Sexting. Well, what else could it be?
Texting, sexting. I mean,
just. Well, that's what I'm saying, but what else could it
possibly. I don't know. That's the only thing I can think
painting
of.
Painting and having sex?
Sexting.
Sexting. I don't
know. But that doesn't. Yeah. Maybe.
I don't know.
I'm going with.
Okay, I'll call paint. You say cell phone. Yeah. Six Pennsylvania high school students busted after sharing nude photos via cell phones. You are absolutely correct. You know what? In an unusual legal case arising from the increasingly popular practice known as sexting,
or sex messaging,
along with punching you in the face after tonight's show, I'd like to punch the guy in the face that called it sexting. Like, can you just call it that? Just that just sounds so stupid.
Yeah.
Sex. Hey, what are you guys doing? Oh, we're sexting. Oh. That's we're told, oh,
we're
sext
totally
me.
Hey, sext
me. Hey, can you send me a sext message? Really? Are you sexting it up, man?
I'm sexting
I'm group sexting.
Yes, some group sext.
I can't even read this. Oh, fuck. Pennsylvania high school students are facing child pornography charges after three teenage girls allegedly took nude or semi-nude photos. We're not sure because our fucking boss won't come out of his office.
He won't show us his messages
on his
cell phone.
He's got them in there. He hasn't come out since he got them. Fuck. We have to, like, slide food in under the door and shit.
Yep.
They took semi-nude or nude photos of themselves and shared them with male classmates via their cell phones.
But, and so, who got charged with the child pornography?
Six high school students, six of them, all together. So, is this...
Even, you can get charged with child pornography even though you're a child?
So, what if you are playing a joke on your bro? You guys are bros, you've broed down before, you know what each other's bros look like. So you're like, hey, bro, check out this message. And your bro, like, gets it, and he's like, oh, that's your balls, because I know what your balls look like. And he's like, yeah. Is that the same thing? Because it's two dudes doing it?
I don't know. Or what if two girls do it?
Because if it is, then, bro, lock me up. Well, yeah, I don't know. Is that called scissor extinct? I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah, I don't know.
How do you... Well, you can't work with sexting. That's so fucking... Come on. The females...
Maybe that's why he called it sexting. It was the only thing he could think of for it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, what else could you call
it? Yeah, because cyber sex
cyber
is...
Sex
that's
and phone sex.
Reserved for the internet.
Yeah.
So when it's on texting...
And then...
I guess. I don't
know.
Take away the T and give me an S.
I'd just call it sex messaging.
Yeah, that's what I like, sex messaging.
Yeah.
Hey, does that plan come with the unlimited
sex
messaging?
sign me up for that.
Yes, please. Hey, ma'am,
can I
went over my sext message limit. I need an allowance. The female that's awesome. Sexting. The female student, can you get a virus from that now?
Maybe.
Is that a sext TD? Come on.
No, it's a text TD.
Oh. Really? Yes. Is it really? The female students at Greensburg, that was awful. I'm going to punch you super hard.
Okay.
The female students at Greensburg Salem High School in Greensburg, PA, all 14 or 15 years old. You can never tell nowadays. Face charges of... Are you ready for this?
Mm-mm.
Man the bell, please.
Me. Got it.
Manufacturing, disseminating, or possessing child pornography. And that's all. While the boys, who are 16 and 17, face charges of possession, according to WPX... That's how you tick people off. When you're, if your co-host is doing a show with you, that's how you tick them off. Okay, sorry. Yeah, that sucks. Police told the station that the photos were discovered in October after school officials seized the cell phone from a male student who was using it in violation of school rules and found a nude photo of a classmate on it. Hey,
what were you doing looking through his phone?
Hey, scumbag teacher.
Yeah.
Hey, scumbag school official looking for maybe some naked pictures on his phone. Like, really?
Yeah, way to go.
That's low. That's fucked up. Like, you're still kids and maybe...
Like, I understand taking their phone away. way, but you shouldn't be snooping
well,
through.
Well, just the whole thing that, like, when kids are in school, they don't really have that many rights. But nowadays, cell phones are such a part of people's lives. Like, back when I was in grade school, we didn't have cell phones. Our parents didn't. They were the big, giant flip one. Like, that was it. So, nowadays, because of how the culture and society has changed, that seems really shady. Just, I mean, I understand they're kids and maybe they shouldn't be having that, but to go through, that seems, I don't know, that seems almost like going through your son or daughter's diary. Like, that's just a serious breach of contract.
Yeah, just looking through someone's stuff.
Well, yeah, and you're supposed to be able to trust your fucking school, the people that teach you, and the principal and stuff. Like, if I found out that I got my phone taken away and that the teacher went through it, like, I would never, ever, I would hate that fucking teacher.
Yeah, forever.
All day during class, I'd raise my hand. You be the teacher.
Yes. Timmy.
Teacher, Mr. Braden?
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Oh, never mind, it's gone.
Okay. Yes, Timmy.
Mr. Braden?
What?
Oh, fuck. Police were called in and their investigation led them to other phones containing more photos, it said. They were quoted as saying, "This is a veritable phone sex message cornucopia! Call all the boys! Car 54, where are you?"
Car 54.
Wow. like the old one, not the new one that totally... Right.
Right.
Just want to clarify that.
It's obvious.
Okay. Well, you never know. It might not be. They could have been like, what? That sucked. No, the old one.
Okay.
Police Captain George Serenko was quoted as saying that...
What's that?
He was quoted as saying that the first photograph was a self-portrait taken of a juvenile female taking pictures of her body. Nude. That's how it's written.
And then
body, comma, parenthesis, creepy voice, nude. That, like, is that your,
Jesus,
is that
man.
Your professional opinion?
Yeah.
Is that,
that's,
or like, what did you find on it? He's like, well, hold on. Did you hear that? Mind. The school district issued a statement Tuesday saying that the investigation turned up no evidence of inappropriate activity on school grounds other than the violation of the electronic devices policy. The statement also said the school officials didn't learn of the charges against the students until Monday. In the story, which included contributions from the AP, Serenko indicated that authorities decided to file the child pornography charges to send a strong message to other minors who might consider sending such photos to friends. Like, hey, you wait till you're 18 to sex message, okay?
Yeah.
You wait.
You shouldn't be able to get any sex messaging minutes until you turn 18.
That's weird, though, that... So you're saying that's child pornography, but yet you can be 16 or 15 or 14 and still go get condoms and stuff, and they have to sell them to you, right?
I don't know.
So...
I don't think so. I think
what's the
can...
difference if you're getting condoms at that age and you're having sex compared... Like, I would almost say, why don't you say, okay, guys, until you're 18, it's okay to mess around and send each other pictures of your private parts, but let's not do the old fucking... Okay,
like, how about you meet them halfway?
And also, while you're at that, for the next 10 years, just no more kids, okay? We're putting a hold on the whole everyone's having kids thing for 10 years. What's that called? A gag order?
Yeah.
It's a pussy gag order, if you will. All vaginas. No kids come out of them for 10 years. And after 10 years, you will know... What'd we say? You guys can start having kids again when it's after the day after the last episode of the Jam Hole.
Right, that's when you can have kids again.
Which, I already know the title of that episode. It's going to be called Murder, comma, Suicide. And then, yeah, you can go ahead and start having kids after that.
We're going to have someone else post the show notes.
That's fine, or they can just get it off the live video archives. Jamhole.com/live video, no big deal if you want to catch live shows. Quote, it's very dangerous, he said. This is dangerous. This is more dangerous than actually having real sex.
Is it? Is it really?
It's very dangerous, he said.
Is it?
Once it's on a cell phone, that cell phone can be put on the internet. You know what's on the internet?
What's that?
People.
But it's just a picture.
Are you for child pornography, sicko?
No, I'm just saying it's a picture.
Jesus,
it's not going to
cause
any damage.
Next person donate $25, I'll punch him twice. We're going to make money, dude. This is great.
No, I'm not going to make money at my
expense
of getting punched.
Until at least...
Well you're not going to make money at my expense
either.
No.
No, you had it right the first time.
No.
You're not, but I'm going to.
You're not either.
Until I recoup half for all of this equipment, and then we can do whatever.
Right.
But until that's how we're going to have to do it, apparently.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's so dangerous because it's on a cell phone, which most cell phones can send messages to the internet. And on the internet, that's a world in where everyone can get access to that picture. You don't realize what you're doing until it's already done. You don't know.
Is that actually going to harm the person in any way, though?
Hey, you don't know. All you don't know what's happening out there.
I don't
know, dude. This world is effed in the A.
I know that.
It's effed in the U.S., in the US of A, okay?
Yeah, I know that.
It's effed. It's F-U-S-A, actually. That's how it's spelled. Capital. All caps.
Right.
Right. You don't realize what you're doing until it's already done. Cerenko could not be reached for comment on Thursday, and a woman who answered the phone at the Greensboro Police Department said, quote, our department is not doing any more interviews on the case. Somebody messed up. The defense attorney, who by his reckoning has handled at least 80 child pornography cases. At least 80.
Yeah.
It's good to know. He said the prosecution of minors for photos they took themselves runs counter to the purpose of both state and federal child pornography laws, preventing the sexual abuse of children by, quote, dirty old men in raincoats. rather them in raincoats than not, because, you know, dirty old men have dirty old diseases, right?
Right.
You know, if you're going to be playing with your... Never mind. Quote, it's clearly overkill. It's clearly overkill, he said. The letter of the law seems to have been violated.
The letter of the law?
Oh, right. Okay. But this is not the type of defendant that the legislator envisioned. This is actually not what they thought of. Mm. We didn't... You
didn't have this in mind.
If I can't live in a world where high school kids can take pictures of their balls and send them to girls, I don't want to live.
Yeah.
Let's just,
are we even doing
this
here?
Might be the last episode of the Jam Hole. I don't know. Things suck. that is it. That's about it for that story. While few minors have found themselves in court for emailing or posting sexy photos of themselves on MySpace, there's little doubt that ubiquitous cell phones and easy access to computers have tempted many to push the erotic envelope, if you will.
It's constantly being pushed.
Being pushed, and then it's being pulled, and then it's being pushed,
right.
And then it's being pulled, and then it's right.
Stretched and
just the old proverbial in and out, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
All right, that is it for that story. We got for us here, episode 144.
This one's called Father Chains Girl to Bed to Stop Her Eating.
DJ Nico says, sorry, what? That's very interesting. DJ Nico says, 26.
Jesus.
I hate that. Well, no, when people leave the room and if someone says something, it puts it all on one line.
Uh-huh.
26 says, haha, a girl I know posted a nude pic of herself on MySpace. How stereotypical. When she was 15, of course. A whore is a whore, of course.
So, anyway, this one is called Father Changed Girl to Bed to Stop Her Eating.
Really?
Yeah, she needs to stop now.
And that was, like, the first thing that came to your mind, or is this the last straw, so to speak?
We'll find out.
Oh.
A valley father allegedly chained his daughter to her bed. Police said Robert Blue shackled his daughter because he felt she was overweight. Blue was in custody Tuesday night at the Clark County Detention Center.
So he got arrested for that?
Yeah.
He should have been given a fucking medal and set example and parenting
he's
today.
To get her to
hey, parents,
get healthy.
Is your kid fat? Read this interesting article on page 43.
Like, this is how to get him skinny.
We're not saying you have to, but this is on the cutting edge of the more, how do you say it, not concerned, the more liberal right. side of parenting, I guess you could say. It's new, you know, it's very new. It's like in Rugrats, this is the equivalent of the Dr. Lipschitz guide to parenting in that Nickelodeon hit TV show, Rugrats.
Oh, I remember it.
Remember Doug?
Yes.
Dude.
I didn't like that show.
I liked Skeeter because he was always blue. Can't do that.
No.
I just want to get that clear. Can't. Like, you cannot.
That is a no.
If you have a big, fat, little Miss Piggy for a child, you actually cannot shackle her to the bed until she loses weight.
Right. You can't starve her.
Right.
I don't know why. But,
you can maybe record yourself, maybe make an MP3 of the words, every time you eat, you will throw up. And then, like, while she's asleep, you can gently just put headphones on her head and just loop that shit. But you actually cannot shackle her to that bed.
And then make her listen to that on loop.
Right. Because she's shackled, and that's the part you can't do.
Right.
Right, okay.
On and off for 2 days, Blue's 15-year-old daughter was chained to her bed. She was found beaten and in tears, all because Blue thought she was overweight, according to a
Bullshit.
Police report.
She was found beaten and in tears because she was fucking hungry, and she's like, fine, you won't let me eat? And she just kept punching herself.
Why would she do that?
Because then she called Child Protective Services.
She's already shackled to a bed, though.
Maybe because she kept punching herself.
Maybe.
Just saying. Bitches will be bitches, my friend.
Blue, 53, was also arrested for beating his daughter with a wooden stick and kicking her.
Hey, I got beaten with belts. I got beaten with fucking extension cord fucking things. I got beaten with spoons. I got beaten with hangers. I got beaten with fucking hands. Like, we didn't have this nifty little thing called CPS back when I was a kid, okay? We had this thing called if you take the wooden spoon and crack it a little bit, the first time they hit you, it'll break. And if you scream really loud right when it breaks, they'll think they really broke it over your ass and you get off a little okay because then they feel bad. And you can actually maybe use that to your advantage if you have like a birthday or maybe a holiday coming up. I'm just saying, you know, if that were to happen. But you can't do that nowadays because of CPS. And that's why nowadays kids are sext messaging. That's why nowadays kids are stealing. That's why kids
doing
are
drugs.
Little retarded, druggy, fatty bitches. Pussy bitches. Pussy faggot bitches.
You're
actually
raising a race of that.
You are single-handedly people, parents. You are creating pussies. You are the reason why this country is a bunch of big, giant, fat pussies. Thank you very much.
Is that what America is? Just a bunch of big, fat pussies?
Yes. Yeah, actually, it is.
It kind of is.
You walk down the street and you fucking try and pick a fight with somebody. I guarantee they will just not want any fucking part of it. Granted, you want to be careful who you do that to because you don't know who you're fucking with,
people.
And that may possibly be someone.
It might
totally
be someone's last day.
It
know?
Might be someone's last fucking episode of the Jam Hole.
Yeah,
you never fucking know.
And you just caught him the worst day possible.
You see the Jam Hole shirt, you better just turn around and keep walking the other way. You never fucking know. Tonight might be the last episode, like I said. You'll know when it's the last one. Murder, suicide. Murder, suicide.
Right.
Right.
In the arrest report, Blue told police his daughter was chained to her bed to keep her out of the kitchen and from overeating.
Boom! And because, if he was thinking, he would have punched her a good one, gave her a black eye, and then told the police that she tried to hit herself. Yeah. She's actually suicidal. I was going to call you guys, but I didn't want to bother you. Like,
and I shackled her to the bed so she couldn't try and kill herself.
This is what you guys would have done if I would have took her to Pathways. You would have chained her to a bed.
Right.
Granted,
locked
you
her in
guys,
a room by herself.
You guys would have doped her up on, like, some Thorazine or something. But, you know, I gave her a shot of whiskey. She's fine.
Yeah.
She's hungry, obviously, but she's fine. She's possessed, actually. I'm working two jobs. I'm waitressing at the IHOP, and I'm dancing down at State Line to save up for an exorcism. She's possessed by the food demon.
I don't think a 53-year-old named Blue is working at a dance club.
Huh.
This is what he looks like.
Right.
Right.
Well, his wife, perhaps.
I don't think he has one.
Probably not.
Think she's long gone.
Ah, did you just say long gone?
No, I said long gone.
Oh.
Well, I'm not going
to
use
then that. I thought you were in contrast to making fun of me trying to use it on Monday's show.
No.
Okay, well then I detract that last ding.
Do that.
You know what I'm going to do? Okay. Mark the time on that. I'll reverse that one after we edit.
Uh-huh.
So people listening to the podcast version will actually hear me magically reverse that ding.
Wow.
It's awesome.
That's crazy. One of the neighbors said he feels badly for the teenager. He said he didn't know about the alleged abuse.
I didn't know she couldn't fucking stop stuffing her big fat fucking face. I feel so bad for her now.
Blue said he was upset because his daughter weighs around 165 pounds and Blue wanted
her between 140
and 145 pounds.
He's like,
explaining that was her fighting weight in mixed martial arts.
I was just going to say, he's like, look, for a girl of your height and your age, this is your ideal weight.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't get back down there, I'm going to mix martial arts your fucking face. You're the best dad ever.
Yes.
I wish you were my dad and dead.
They'd have to be pretty sick, demented, mean, and horrible, said neighbor Kimberly Bissell.
Right, while in her fucking basement, she's got one of her kids fucking tied up a la like this with the fucking ball gag in its mouth. She's like, oh, what he's doing is so terrible. Hey, did you guys hear that? Yeah, actually I did. It sounded like children's screams.
And it was coming from that girl's house.
Never mind. I don't hear it anymore.
Hey, do you hear something?
No. What?
Never mind.
That's never going to get old.
Police said Blue had been chaining his daughter to the bed with a padlock and chain since January 12th. When he said he found pee and corn containers in her room.
Pardon?
Pee and corn containers.
You found, pardon?
Pee and like the vegetables?
Pee, and then you found some corn?
Yeah, containers.
Like urine?
Containers.
Piss?
Like pee,
like pee-pee?
Like pee-pee.
Pee-pee and poopy?
No.
Pee-pee in the potty, but without the potty? You remember that? Look at stuff. Pee-pee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ridiculous movie.
Yeah.
Hey, remember John Travolta? Remember that retarded kid he had?
God fucking...
That baby died.
Yes, it did. You're not supposed to laugh at that.
You're not supposed to have retarded babies.
Yeah, that too.
Remember 300? Just saying.
Remember that? Back in the day.
Remember that? Remember what happened to the one they didn't throw over that they should have? Yeah, he ended up bringing down the whole Spartan Empire. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
And the lesson is?
Never.
What did you learn?
Never have retard babies.
Exactly, because they will come back and they will fuck your shit up.
It only takes one.
Oh, that's all it takes.
That's all it takes to destroy your whole army.
If we learn one thing from that movie, it is that you should always, always, always throw the retard babies into the pit of despair.
Make sure they're dead.
Right. Right, yes.
Right.
Absolutely. Once they're in there, you have to make sure they're dead. Because they'll just crawl their little fucking contorted bodies out of there, and then they'll really be pissed.
Oh, I've seen
it. You gotta, like you put a cigarette out, you want to make sure.
Because
you don't want, you know, only you can prevent forest fires.
Right, you don't want to keep it burning.
Who said that?
Smokey the Bear.
Yes! So, yeah, you don't want that to fucking start a flash flood.
Flash fire.
A flash fire.
Right.
Which in turn, Flash Flood was an Aesop Rock song. That's what I was thinking of.
So pee and corn, as in the food.
It's F-L-A-S.
Pee and corn containers.
O-O-D. Flash.
He said
flood.
She found a way around the chains and the.
Why
pantry
would you have pee in a
open?
Corn container? I don't understand
what?
That.
Pee and corn.
Did you hear that?
Yes. I'm done with
you. I love you. I can't wait to punch you.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I'm sure.
I can't wait.
Boo has said a counselor... said a counselor at the 15-year-old school claimed the girl was chained up.
Huh.
Blue was charged with false imprisonment, child endangerment, and child abuse.
Is it false imprisonment if the imprisonment is justified?
Well,
okay, if she is not tied down, she will eat the food until it's gone, and she will die from it.
Won't get to eat at all either.
No, and then you guys will be like, you should have took care of your daughter. She died. Well, I tried to, and you told me I couldn't fucking do that. Yeah. So fuck me. What do you want me to do?
I lose either fucking way.
Right. Here,
what do
how
you
about,
want from me?
You
want
to just take her?
Yeah, just...
Here, you deal with it
burden
now.
Burden off my shoulders.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Is that for that story?
There has been no word yet on whether or not Blue's wife knew what was going on. He does have other children who were placed in protective custody.
Did they have eating problems?
Doesn't say. Hmm. There has been
I'd
no
be
word.
Curious to see if, like, those children were treated just fine,
right.
But they didn't eat that. Like, I don't know. All I'm saying is that maybe he was well justified in the reasons why. Granted,
maybe I doubt it, though.
So maybe he first off tried to chain the refrigerator shut, like they had to do with that one fat pig that was on the YouTube.
But she
YouTube.
Kept getting in it or
right,
something.
Right, maybe she learned how to pick locks. Yeah. She had the internet, how to pick a master lock.
Well, she
boom,
figured out
right
how
there.
To get food out of there even when she was chained to the bed.
What do you do then?
I don't know.
You fucking, that's all you
can
do.
You gotta put locker in a room and
right.
try that, see if she can get out of that.
Yeah.
There's been no word on the 15-year-old's condition. Still fat, I imagine. She was rushed to the University Medical Center. Blue told police he used to hit his children with a stick as a training tool, and he does have a prior history of child abuse.
Of course he does.
Of course, and that's it for that story.
That is a fantastic story. All right, I'm going to read one more here. We'll do some clues. Are there clues to deuce?
Yeah, I think there's a few.
All right, I'm going to read one more. We'll do some clues. We'll get the fuck out of here. This one is called Former French President Chirac Hospitalized. What, you might be thinking, could possibly hospitalize the former French president?
I would.
A mauling by his clinically depressed poodle.
What's that?
Pardon?
What's wrong with your dog? You're very depressed.
You used to be the president of a whole big, giant fucking place.
Yeah, and your dog took you out. Was that a murder-suicide? The dog was doing a murder. Was that dog's last episode of the Jam Hole? Are you just
I could
disgusted?
Maybe.
Or?
I could maybe. And this is a huge. This is like that dude's daughter. Like a huge fucking maybe. I could maybe understand if it was like. A Rottweiler.
Right, a big dog.
Or
a Saint Bernard.
Great Dane.
Yeah.
Something with large or great or big and giant in the name. A poodle.
What?
You're the president of what? The president of fucking stinky, funny talking pussies. You got mauled by a poodle. It is le poodle. It's le biting me. I had to go to the hospital because I'm like, oh.
Remind me how big poodles are again.
About like that and about like that,
it's like
maybe.
You just squish it with your shoe.
Right.
Just step on it.
But you're 76 and you're French. Remember, that is
right.
A that
key.
Right.
French.
Key. Fucking
and
key.
And you're 76.
And it is a poodle.
Right.
And you're French.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I can understand now. I still know. I don't forgive it at all. No
I'm just
excuse.
Thinking, like, really? Human being? The kind of person that's like, oh, don't mind the dog. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you just get mauled by your clinically depressed? Clinically depressed! That means...
How does a dog
hold
get
on.
Clinically depressed?
That, well, I'm glad you... That means that at some point...
You
in this dog dog's life, it got taken to a clinic of some
yeah,
sort.
Yeah, and now he's on Paxil.
And it's a dog. Really? It's a dog.
I have to sneak into his kibbles and bits every day.
Don't mind my dog. He's just clinically depressed.
Yeah, he's bipolar.
Okay. He's bipolar with a hint of schizophrenia and
ADHD.
A identity disorder.
Yeah.
I have to basically...
He's got split personality.
I have to shoot him up with a pretty expensive drug cocktail every day. Otherwise, he'll maul me.
Yeah.
Because I'm small. I'm just a human being.
I'm
only Homo sapien. No big deal. I can make nuclear bombs and shit. Well, I'm French.
Not this guy.
I keep forgetting. It's like
he's 76.
French, but it's, I don't know. Yeah, man. That kind of
old French guy.
That's amazing. Former French president, big giant pussy, was rushed to a hospital after being mauled by his own clinically depressed pet dog. The 76-year-old states, you know, I'm really glad I live in a country or in a society just with humans. I'm glad I live in a time that there's such a thing as clinically depressed dogs.
Yeah. Like not only are we getting depressed, but animals are too.
Granted, my cat has an eating disorder.
Yeah, obviously.
Eating her asshole again. Is that?
She's got an ass eating disorder, is what it is. You can almost see her eat her ass over there. What are you doing?
I was bringing up your window. That's awesome. Thank you, Kitty. This goes good with this story. The 76-year-old statesman was savaged by his white Maltese dog. Was he really? Did it just tear him limb from limb? really?
What could that dog have done to cause harm to him?
Pissed me off by going...
Bit him and made him bleed like a tiny bit.
Did you hear that?
No.
Yeah, it's... I mean, I know you're 76, but its teeth are like... So small.
What could it really do?
He's French, though.
Fuck, so, I keep forgetting.
Fuck me.
I guess it doesn't matter.
You'd think I'd know because I'm sitting here looking at him, and it's just a picture of like this big giant pussy. But I keep forgetting. The animal named, or excuse my face, you guys want to hear about the dog? The white Maltese dog, which suffers from frenzied fits, like. Killer frenzy when you get the flamethrower. Fuck yeah. Like, just frenzied fits. He's being treated with antidepressants, though. So, you know, he was off his meds.
Oh, that's why.
It's hard. You know, I tell him, I'm like, Poopy, you gotta take,
you gotta take your medication.
You have to. I'm French. I can't.
You gotta do it for me.
I can't stand up
for
to you, Poopy. I can't. Do this for us. He throws him the wink. And they have that little moment.
Take it because I love you.
He's like, I love you too. Yap, 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 yap.
Yap, yap.
The animal named... Anyone want to take any fucking guesses at what the former French president... Like, hey, Obama, get mauled by any of your pets lately? No, because Obama's a man. Granted, he's a black man,
and
which adds
did,
a little more
right.
gangster
if he did
to it.
Get mauled by his dog.
It
would
have
be
been
pack
a pit bull.
Yeah, or like a pack of
because he's my nigga, and all my niggas have pit bulls. You know what I heard the other day at work?
What's that?
One of the girls that works in our office. She has a pit bull. She also has weird synchronicity.
A poodle?
Wow. Did I? I have to either stop reading this book, or I am seriously going to go fucking crazy. But yeah, she has a poodle.
And
she heard that in Montana, I don't know if it's just in our town or if it's all of Montana, like I didn't really look into it, but some lady is trying to pass a bill or get a bill where it needs to go to get turned into a law to ban all pit bulls in, like I said, either in the valley, in the Flathead Valley, or in all of Montana.
I bet it's someone who knew the person that got killed by one a while ago.
Did that happen here?
Yeah, someone.
Yeah,
like,
I think
in
that's
town,
what it
like,
was.
Got
then.
Killed by someone's pit bull.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
And cops
then.
Had to shoot it like six times or something.
It still didn't die because
it
was that it
kept
fucking.
Coming.
It was that crazy dog from that one movie, Man's Best Friend.
Yes.
Do you remember that movie? That shit was crazy in the previews, but I was young when it came out, and then I watched it. And I was like, "This is crap. It's
whatever.
A dog that." Can do things predator really? like the tail of a snake and the fucking semen of a horse and the
semen
cock
of
a fucking jam hole host and just like crazy fucking. He's like climbing trees and shit like a cheetah, but looked like a Rottweiler.
It was
okay,
like
anyway,
the first superhero animal type thing.
She heard that and she was telling me about it. She got like all pissed about it because she has a pit bull and stuff. She's like, it's not the dog's fault and this and that. It's like, well, I really don't give a shit either way, but honestly, you bring a dog like that with, you know, you they're still primal to a certain extent, like maybe a little more so than humans are, maybe, but there's still some of that instinct in there. So you bring a big giant dog like that, there is a chance that something might happen.
Right.
It's like, hey, you know, you get in the ring with the fucking bull and sometimes you get the horns, you know, granted more times than not the fucking El Castrito fucking spears him and shit, but
right,
once
but
in a while
you do get
mess
the horns.
With the bull, you get the horns.
Yeah.
You know what
eventually
I mean.
It'll catch you.
Eventually. So that's all I'm saying. Then, but it's dumb that they're like, oh, let's ban all fucking pit bulls. It's like, can we ban pit bulls and underage pregnancy while we're at it?
Okay, how about this? If you're gonna ban pit bulls, you gotta ban all dogs.
Yes. It is law. Thank you.
Yes.
Anybody guess what the dog's name was?
No, I don't think
I'm not even
tried.
Looking. Oh, and David says it is all of Montana. So yeah, that's pretty fucking crazy. Well, would you care to take a guess at
I'd
the dog's name?
It's actually, like you
a
said.
A poodle. Poopy?
Yeah.
Poopy the poodle. Poopy. Actually, the dog's name was Sumo.
Sumo? The wrestler? Like a sumo wrestler?
The poodle.
I didn't know poodles sumo wrestled. I thought that was just...
It didn't. It actually mauled him, Braden.
Right. That's
this is no laughing matter. This is a very important man. Now, you'd ask yourself, how does a very important man...
get mauled by a poodle.
Right, but, hey, you mess with the bull?
Where was security at the time?
You get the horns.
Someone watch that
hey,
dog.
You don't want the horns.
No, I don't.
Don't mess with the bull, then.
Yeah, I won't.
Get the horns.
Stay away.
I like doing that. The animal named Sumo had become increasingly violent over the past years, and was prone to coming home drunk and beating the poor former... This is so... Can you picture, like, this? It's this big, dude!
Yeah.
I don't
it's
care...
It's as big as your foot.
I don't care how violent it gets. It's still...
just kick it once.
Fuck, he's French, though. God damn
it! I still can't...
Did you hear that?
I still can't do that. Like, French...
No, I don't...
Men.
Yeah, I don't care what
not
fucking...
Not forgivable.
I mean...
I don't care what, where you're from or anything. Like,
you
it's
could
a
be a fucking anorexic
I don't
woman.
Care if you're a four-year-old child.
Well...
You can still kick that poodle.
A poodle? This poodle... He's becoming increasingly violent over the years,
really?
Brayden. You don't know him like I do.
He's... The more depressed he gets...
Hey... I'd like to be able to listen to the jam hole and call in whenever, but you don't know how he gets, man. Mm. You don't know.
Mm, I don't.
He's getting increasingly violent, and he's prone to making vicious, unprovoked attacks, the former president's wife, Bernadette, said.
You need to get rid of that dog.
Hey, Bernadette, you didn't have your husband's fucking six?
Maybe
you're
she
like,
wasn't there.
Hey, honey, you distract him, I'll fucking stomp his ass. Like, it's this big. There's two of you adults and your limo driver.
Well,
and
did one of you even need to distract him? Like, just take care of it.
I don't understand. Do you have, like, some kind of secret service? Like, our former presidents, no matter what, like, don't they always have at least one...
I don't know if they have, like, Secret Service.
Like, I know you're French, but still, you have military training, dude, and you let this poodle take down your fucking... You were charged with protecting him, and you failed.
If you can't defend yourself against a poodle, you aren't getting...
Man,
How did you make it to 76?
I am le tard, and you do not know this le poodle. He is so violent. Oui, oui.
Oui, oui, mon ami.
Je suis... What? A poodle. I would have put the dog down myself and never, ever, ever told anybody about this ever, 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 ever. Like, I don't care who. I wouldn't have told my wife if she wasn't there. Yeah. She would have been like, honey.
If no one saw it
Have you
happen,
seen the dog lately? I would have been like.
No. No. I thought it was.
I thought it was with you.
Yeah, I thought you knew.
Nobody, dude. Oh, goodness gracious. You don't know him. You don't know. Can you picture, though, like, a little poodle and, like, a wife beater fucking with, like, a 40 of fucking.
Help me. He beats.
Ah, get in there and cook me some food, bitch. Ah, please don't hit me again.
Give me the kibbles and bits.
No. I was so scared. The former president who ruled France for 12 years like a big old pussy was taken to hospital in Paris where, dude, hey, how'd you end up in the hospital? Oh, I got put there by a poodle.
The guy attacked by a killer poodle.
That sucks.
A clinically depressed poodle.
Make something up.
Yeah.
Man.
It was a very
large
dog.
There was like three fucking
pit bulls.
They were dressed all in black.
There
they
was
were
an
like
elephant
Navy
and a giraffe
SEALs.
There.
What? I was going to go like it was an assassination attempt.
Right.
I was going to make it sound all badass, like, yeah. I fucking fended them all off.
There's
shit.
Two samurais.
And then
and
they
swords.
Ran away. There was like five ninjas and
Holy
three
shit.
Pirates.
You
and
don't
I think
even know.
There was five ninjas, three pirates, and a poodle, man.
Yeah.
They had a poodle. He had like an eye patch. And
yep.
he only had
and he,
three
the
legs.
Dog had a pi-
the fourth
a fucking...
leg was a fucking peg and
yes.
shit, dude. And that poodle was vicious, yo. You don't know.
You don't know. You weren't there.
Let's see. He went to the hospital. Miss Chirac said the dog went for him for no apparent reason. He was unprovoked. We were already aware the animal was unpredictable and is actually being treated with pills for depression.
Wow.
He is actually being treated with pills
for
depression.
Right.
Which, not so much that they're giving...
That dog has a chemical imbalance in its brain.
Right, but I'm not so blown away by the fact that they're actually giving their dog antidepressant meds.
Uh-huh.
I'm blown away by the fact that there's
the dog...
such a thing as antidepressant meds for your dog.
True,
in
yeah.
the first place.
Right.
You know what happens to a horse when it breaks its leg?
What's that?
It goes to the glue factory. You know what happens... When a dog starts to go a little crazy, we put
it
him on a...
It goes to the psychologist.
We put him on a fucking strict diet of Prozac and Paxil and fucking Wellbutrin.
Zoloft.
And Zoloft. And I mispronounced what? Shirok? Shirok?
What?
Shirok?
Huh?
Oh, the dude's name. Shirok. Shirok. Does it matter? He got... beaten down by a poodle. I'm not too worried about it. We were... my husband was bitten quite badly. But he is certain to make a full recovery. Thank the fucking... Thank you.
Thank you.
I need this one
this
here.
This is a miracle from God.
Oh, Christ almighty. In the last days of his presidency, he was much less popular, liked by just 50% of the population, and 20% of the dog population. That is a shame, and that is it for that story. You ready to do some clues and
some clues.
Get punched in the face?
No, I'm not ready for that.
Do some clues. Don't look at what I'm doing. Just
I'm
do some clues.
I'm It'll... looking. Don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
With your red eyes.
You don't know me.
Why are your eyes so... Hey, why are your eyes so dilated?
Because I'm...
Are you on something?
I'm in love. Jamel.com/forums if you care to play with us. Just wear a condom.
Yeah.
Basically, you post a link to a picture, then you post a clue, and we have to figure out from that clue what the picture is. What is the first clue?
Fuck my hot ass. Fuck it. I can...
Fuck my hot ass.
Fuck my hot ass.
Is it a picture of anal sex?
Could be.
Could it be that simple?
I was thinking of something more. Fuck my hot ass. Like, what?
Oh, my ass is on fire.
Right.
And someone's fucking it.
Right.
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 Survey motherfucking says. Ooh, that looks like a real picture off someone's camera. What is it? It's a picture of
a fat chick getting fucked.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Who? What?
It's just some
it's a chick getting. That's not a hot ass.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's because it's not a hot ass.
Do we know her?
I don't know. Do you know her?
Is that?
I don't know.
Huh.
So.
All right. Hey, I was right. We were right.
It's a big girl getting fucked.
All right. What's the next clue?
Do as the Ying Yang twins say and beat that pussy up.
Really? Is it like a clit just hanging there and some dude going brrr, like just punching it the fuck up?
Is
like,
it gonna nuts? Is it just gonna be some fat bitch?
Say getting, it again.
I can't do as the Ying Yang twins say and beat that pussy up.
The Ying Yang twins?
Yeah, I don't know what they say. I've never heard them say beat that pussy
I was
up.
Thinking those twins from Orgasmo. Where
no, like the
like,
rappers.
Prepare to meet your Zoom. Remember that? Yeah. All right. The Ass Fuck Twins. That was their name. Never mind. I don't know. It's a pussy getting just tore up.
Or it's a cat. It's either the actual pussy
or... A cat
pussy
getting
or...
killed. Right.
Right. That, it's okay. Either...
Survey fucking says.
Let's just look at it.
Survey fucking says it is a cat.
It is a cat that got ran over. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's all the clues.
26 says, wait, the Whisper Song reference, guys. I don't know what the Whisper Song is.
It's a Ying Yang Twins song.
I don't know who the Ying Yang Twins are.
They're some bad rappers.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, they came like around John and stuff.
Oh. Oh! No, I don't know.
They're bad.
Is that song that Distorted View played that one time where it's
all
like
whispering.
They're all like a bunch of little kids and Lil Jon comes in, he's like, yeah, gotta get the pussy, yeah, and just like
Yeah.
All right. So is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Are we done?
We're done.
You ready to get punched in the face?
No.
All right. Well. Are you even ready for this?
No.
TheJamel.com. We'll talk to you guys Friday. Go give us money or something. Goodbye.
Hasta.
You are listening to The Jamel. The Jamel. TheJamel.com.